Unit 20. Children. Number 1. You are going to listen to Brendan talking to two children, Simon and Mary. Below are some of the topics they discuss. Number the order in which they are talked about.
Right now, Simon. How much pocket money do you get? £4. What do you spend it on? Computer games, things like pencils, pens, sweets. I buy cars and things like those, and footballs. And how much money do you get, Louisa?
I get £1 a week.
Ah, not so much.
No.
And what do you spend it on?
Tapes and other things, records, and anything musical, really.
So you spend a lot of time listening to music?
Yes.
So what do you do in your spare time?
Well, I clean out my guinea pig and play with her. And I play with the dogs, and I swim, and I play tennis. And I play football with my younger brother.
What about you, Simon? What do you do after school? Well, in the weekends I go to football training. I do the odd sport. I play on my computer. I watch the odd occasional television program. I listen to the odd music, odd piece of music, things like that. How much television do you watch? Quite a lot. I'm a kind of tele-addict. Do your parents allow you to stay up when you want? No, I have to go to bed very, very early when it's on weekdays. And when, on the weekends, I'm allowed to go to bed quite late. About the latest I'd be allowed to go up is about 10 o'clock. And during the week, what time do you go to bed? About 8. Are your parents strict in any other ways? Yes. They make me eat all the food and the stuff which I don't like. I don't like any vegetables, and I have to eat them, and other things. Like I'm not allowed to play football in the back garden, because I broke a window once. And I'm not allowed to leave my toys in the lounge and kitchen. Only in my bedroom and the playroom. What about you, Louisa? Do you have strict parents?
Well, I was sort of born to like brown bread and brown rice. I mean, Mummy's always getting us all these good things, and she hates sort of white bread, and she's quite strict about that. She's strict about us going to bed. We go to bed at 8 o'clock, and then we have our light out at 8:30.
Okay. Simon, have you ever been on holiday abroad? Yes, Austria. And other places. We go to Austria every year, and since I was about two, actually. They've taken me to Austria because my mum's Austrian, and she's got all of her family over in Austria. Louisa, have you ever been abroad?
I normally go once a year, but to nowhere special. Normally we go on skiing holidays with friends, but we've been to Portugal, France and Italy and other places. I like going abroad because you find different places and you see how other people sort of live. Number 2. Listen and answer the following questions. Students are expected to attend all classes in which they are enrolled. If a student is absent from school or arrives late, parents are usually required to send a written note to the school explaining the student's absence or lateness. In addition to working class, students are expected to complete all assigned homework on time. Students who are late to class without a written excuse, or who are late in completing assignments, are usually disciplined or punished. The discipline or punishment may vary. It could consist of additional work, of having to remain after school when the other students have left, of being denied permission to participate in certain activities, or of being scolded by the principal or other school official. Physical punishment is not permitted in most public schools in the US. Some private schools, however, may still use it. Students are expected to work, learn, and take tests independently. Sharing answers or looking at another student's paper is considered dishonesty and cheating, unless the student is following the discretion of the teacher in doing so. Students are expected to do their own original work. It is considered dishonest to copy from a book when writing a paper or assignment unless you give a proper reference. Dishonesty and cheating are usually punished quite severely. Number 3. Listen and fill in the blanks.
The role of parents. Americans believe that parents should play an active role in the formal education of their children. Parents are occasionally invited to observe their children in school and to discuss their children's progress with the teacher. Some schools schedule regular parent-teacher conferences several times a year to do this. A teacher sometimes calls parents to discuss how their child is doing. Parents may want to take an interpreter with them. These are good opportunities for you to meet your child's teachers and to learn something about the school system in the US. Schools usually send report cards home which tell parents how their children are doing in school. Parents may be asked to sign these. In addition, parents will be asked to sign a form giving their permission for their children to go on special trips, field trips, sponsored by the school. Most schools also have a parent-teacher association, PTA. At regular scheduled meetings, parents and teachers may discuss school programs and policies, ways of improving education at the school, and a variety of other topics.
Number 4. Listen and discuss what is the main aim of the school, then tick the box.
Remembering my school days. I was born of a working-class father, and the aspirations of many self-made men is to send their children to private boarding schools, to give them the best education money can buy, and one of the best schools in the country is Harrow. Harrow is one of those institutions, when I was there, which at that time were really geared to train an elite ruling class, so that everything was geared to that. And so team spirit and team games were the thing. And games were really more important than the acquisition of knowledge. If you were good at games, you were considered to be one of the heroes of the school. And if you were good at work, then the chances are that you would be derided and laughed at as a swot, or somebody who worked hard and studied hard. And that was not the attribute of a gentleman. So there were some games, like tennis, golf, frowned upon, and you were not encouraged to pursue those games. And Harrow football and so forth, because it was required a team effort. You were one of a team, not an individual. And it seemed to me that the public school system actually ground out the individual. You fitted into a mould, you learned to accept certain standards. You never showed pain, for example. You didn't whinge about pain or discomfort. And schools in my day were not comfortable places. I think tying in with the importance of games is the fact that also that you had to be a man. And if people abroad think that the English gentleman is someone who is clean of limb, I can assure you he is not. I think most of us washed about once a week. In winter, we used to. It was a mark of a gentleman as well, that. And being tough and hard, that you didn't wear an overcoat. So this meant that in winter we would pull our clothes off, and the whole lot came off. Shirt, several pullovers and vests, and they all came off in one go.